It's very important as we speak about the Holocaust and what happened during the Second World War, also to remind people that although terrible atrocities happened later, those subsequent genocide like Srebrenica, Darfur, Rwanda, etc. So these things are keep happening. So it's very important to keep the memory alive, to remind people, to make sure that we learn a lesson, hoping that it will never ever happen again. So I come from the place where the genocide happened in July 1995 against Bosnian Muslims. Bosnian Serbs, they committed the genocide against more than 8,000 of men and boys. So it's very important to spread this message, hoping that people will learn.
And what happened to your family? Were your family involved too?
Yeah, my twin brother, my father, were killed. So I was together with them in the death march, fleeing from Srebrenica through the woods, hoping to reach the freedom. But unfortunately, they failed to reach the freedom. They were captured, they were killed, they were dumped in mass graves. Then later we managed to excavate them. Then later they were identified, then subsequently buried at today's memorial of genocide in Srebrenica.
Does it make you even more passionate about keeping their memory alive? And is that why you do so much work on things like this?
I do curating at our memorial of genocide in Srebrenica, but at the same time I travel all over the world. For me, it's not the work. It's my mission. You know, we have the cemetery where 6,500 victims are buried. They are silent. They cannot speak. So us as survivors, we have to speak in their favor. So I think the reason why I have survived is it's not because I am special. It's because I am left to live to tell the story.